Hey folks, John Solomon here from John Solomon Reports. I'm proud to be on the iHeartRadio app every day with my podcast, with the news that we bring, the exclusive interviews. And you know what else is great? You can listen to any iHeartRadio station anywhere in the country inside this free app. I used to listen to all sorts of radio on my AM or FM radio. Today, I don't have time to be in the car that often. You know where I listen? I listen on the iHeartRadio app. It's awesome. And they have some really cool new features, unlike anything else in the market. One of them is called Talkback Mic. Anytime I have something to say, I tap the mic and send my voice message and then listen to hear my voice on one of my favorite shows. Isn't that cool? You can send a message to your favorite disc jockey, your favorite podcast show host. So be sure to download the iHeart app radio. If you don't have it right now, the iHeart Radio app is a winner. Be sure to download the free iHeart Radio app today and start streaming your favorite radio stations, your favorite podcasts, and your favorite music playlists right from the iHeart Radio app. Hello, America, and happy Thursday, a busy Thursday it is. Well, we've got the show of shows for you. We're not going to let you down. We've got some great guests. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. Folks, let's face it. As you get older, after a night with drinks, you don't bounce back the next day like you used to. Thanks to ZBiotics, you don't have to make the choice of having a great night or a great day. ZBiotics pre-alcohol prebiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink alcohol, it gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not the dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and of course, you're going to feel your best tomorrow. So go to ZBiotics.com/JustNews to get 15% off your first order when you use the Just News promo code at checkout. Once again, ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they're going to refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/JustNews and use that promo code JustNews at checkout for 15% off your order. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and also for letting us have a good time.
I want to keep up with our tradition of doing what a lot of others in the media are not doing, and that is talking about the security of our elections. While I know we are 7 months ahead of November, if we don't start preparing and proposing solutions now, we are certainly going to have hell to pay. And while I'm not too confident in our elections right now, I am very confident when I say a majority of Americans certainly do not want a repeat of the 2020 election. And lucky for everyone, we get to kick off this show talking to someone who helps elections become more secure day by day. It is with great thanks to the hard work of those at the Public Interest Legal Foundation and several other nonprofits and law firms that are carrying out strategic election security and reform work every single day. So here to dive into the nitty gritty and give us a health report on the state of our election system ahead of the 2024 presidential election is J. Christian Adams, the president and general counsel of the Public Interest Legal Foundation and a Trump-appointed commissioner to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. J. Christian, we are honored to have you here, sir. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, I want to start off with this complaint filed in Wisconsin against the clerk. I believe there are three folks who it is being filed on behalf of. Something very smart that was enacted where if someone comes and they vote on election day and they register that day, after the election, a postcard gets sent to the address that they use to register. And if the postcard comes back undeliverable, that could be an indication of fraud. And then they investigate. But it seems like the clerk isn't really on board with that. Tell us what's happening.
Right. And it's called same day registration, something that exists in a bunch of states. And there's the problem with same day registration, of course, is you don't know, in fact, if they're eligible to vote. Well, that's what Wisconsin law does, is they require a verification mailing. And if the mailing bounces, the DA is supposed to investigate and possibly prosecute. Well, what's happening across Wisconsin, in shock, we've never heard this before, they're not following the law. And that Green Bay's clerk is not doing what the statute says she's supposed to do. So the Public Interest Legal Foundation is representing Wisconsin citizens to try to get this fixed and get her to follow the law that's meant to make our elections more secure.
I want to just get a temperature check from you, because especially in the 2020 election, we saw a lot of fraud, especially in swing states, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin. There have been some things that have changed. There have been a few laws that have passed, efforts to make the election a little bit more buttoned up. Temperature wise, are we doing okay heading into the 2024 election? And what are the states that you're most concerned about?
Well, we're doing a lot better. Let's start with the bad news. I'm terribly concerned about Nevada. Nevada has got the worst system of election in the country, where they automatically mail ballots to every registered voter, not the people who requested it, but every registered voter. Now, Public Interest Legal Foundation has been in Nevada documenting a lot of the addresses where these are going to. They're going to casinos, strip clubs, head shops, vacant lots, abandoned mines, some very bad places. So I'm worried about Nevada. On the other side of the ledger, there's been improvements in places like Georgia. Even Pennsylvania has had some improvements. I'm worried about Michigan. Michigan is run by the most ideological Secretary of State in the country, a militant leftist named Jocelyn Benson. I'm worried about Wisconsin for the reasons we talked about.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, Michigan scares me. We've had some guests on recently from Michigan, and that is a frightening scenario. I wanted to ask you about your latest article about legal aliens voting. It's called Aliens Voting. We've seen the invasion of our border. Are we going to stop the invasion of our voter rolls? And you hone in on something that we have here in California, motor voter, and a lot of other states have this as well. First of all, how many states utilize motor voter, and also how many illegal immigrants in this country do you think are actually voting?
Yeah, more. Okay, so first of all, 44 states are subject to motor voter. We've done a lot of research getting the data, the real numbers as to where the aliens and non-citizens are coming from that are getting on the voter rolls and voting. We have lawsuits in Pennsylvania. We've been litigating this issue in North Carolina. We won a case in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. The largest group of people who are foreigners who are getting registered and voting are green card holders, people who are here legally but getting on the voter rolls, usually because of the DMV motor voter process. They end up registering to vote when they go to get a driver's license. The second biggest group are students. Student visa holders are getting registered to vote. The last group, with not as many actually, are illegal aliens, people who are, like you showed on that B-roll, climbing the fence. There aren't as many of those. So it's mostly the green card holders.
And I want to ask you about another aspect of illegal aliens voting, because even if none of them voted, because of the ways that they are counted in states, as especially as we run a federal census, a national census, I've heard numbers as small as 12 and as large as, I think, 35, as far as how many extra congressional seats across the country there are now because of illegal immigrants being residents in these states. Do you know what the real number is?
Yeah, you're in the right neighborhood. But there's a solution to this. The solution is in Austin, Baton Rouge, Tallahassee, Columbia, Atlanta. The solution is, when you do redistricting, Use CVAP, citizen voting age population. Don't count aliens. These are the decisions being made in state capitals. And I've been urging for a very long time, even back when I was at the Justice Department, that use of citizenship numbers should govern redistricting and apportionment, not total population. And there was a Supreme Court case called Evanwell a couple of years ago, it's probably more than a couple now, that says states have the ability on their own to decide to stop counting aliens when they do redistricting. Now, how many states have done that? Zero. No state has said we're only going to count citizens. The solution's in state capital.
Yeah, well, I mean, if Republicans say we're not going to count illegal immigrants, states that typically vote Republican, but Democrats say we are going to count them, then we're even further along this terrible process than we were before. So I guess it's a situation where they all, you know, until Democrats stop counting them or Democrat states, Republican run states have to as well. I want to move into something that I know you're very concerned about. I'm kind of concerned about it. I should be more concerned about it, but I'm not because I live in California and we already pretty much have a form of this anyway with jungle primaries. Ranked choice voting is wreaking havoc across America. There are a number of states where Democrats are trying to wrestle it into their election system as well. For those in our audience who don't understand what the dangers are of ranked choice voting, can you just kind of give them a primer?
Yeah, it's where you basically rank everybody ahead of time, and then you have fake elections. You have runoffs that happen only on the computer and not in real life, and eventually you find a winner. It's cost seats in Alaska. It's cost seats in Maine for Republicans. It is a contrived system that, frankly, I believe has a racially discriminatory impact, and it impairs the ability of people with disabilities to have a meaningful vote. Whether or not a court would agree with that remains to be seen. But it's a stupid system. Now, the good news is I don't think it's getting very far. I think it's kind of dying, that they've had to reverse election results because of it. And so I'm confident that the slowdown in popularity that you have seen is only going to get more pronounced. So we're not going to have to deal with it, hopefully.
I think you're right. And I think that part of that effort is going to be voter driven because I was in Alaska shortly before they imposed ranked choice voting when Sarah Palin lost. And practically every voter I spoke to was conveying the fact that they don't want to have to learn about 60 different candidates. They don't want to have to go on their ballot and rank every single one. It's a complete waste of time. And it almost always benefits Democrats. Is there ever a time when it benefits Republicans?
Well, it depends on what kind of Republican. A lot of the people who wanted it, it tends to help establishment people with high name ID, and less. It tends to hurt people on the ideological, sides, the fringes. I don't want to say fringe, but you get the point. It tends to help the establishment.
Okay, I want to shift over to something that your organization has been focusing on, and I was blown away by this number. Since the inception of your organization in 2002, 602 ties in elections have happened across America. This is appalling and terrifying because we know what typically happens when there is a tie. How do we fix this?
Well, look, the Public Interest Legal Foundation has what's the tie vote database. We have collected all the tie votes in contests around the country, you know, for the last couple of years. That's when you talk about 600 ties, we're not going back to the War of 1812. This is just recently. These are the tie votes. So the next time somebody tells you, oh, what difference does it make if there's an improper ballot, or if somebody says to you, what difference does it make if I don't vote, which I'm more afraid of right now than the other problem, then you go to the Public Interest Legal Foundation tie vote database and you say, look how many times one vote would have changed the outcome of this election. And what can we do about it is vote. Don't stay at home. If everybody voted in this country, we would have a better country, not because just everybody's voting, but because I know how they're going to vote. And this is a center-right country that believes in the Constitution, believes in America. And if everybody was registered in voting, we'd be better off.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But first, I'd like to take a moment for our sponsor, Brickhouse Nutrition, and their new product, Lean, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. If your life is a bit stressful and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. It will work. Get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. Just enter the promo code JUSTNEWS15. That's promo code JUSTNEWS15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com, promo code JUSTNEWS15. Stay tuned. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code JUSTNEWS to save 10%. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brickhouse Nutrition and, of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off.
Welcome back. Earlier today, President Joe Biden officially welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to the White House, where the two were expected to have important conversations that pertain to China's very provocative military action in the Pacific. However, this visit comes at a time when Biden announced just last month that he opposed the $14.1 billion sale of Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel to Nippon Steel of Japan. Now, while the 81-year-old president argued the need for America to maintain strong steel companies worked by American steelworkers, the Japanese ambassador to the U.S. declined to comment on whether Prime Minister Kishida would raise the issue with Biden himself during his visit. Nevertheless, after shuffling his feet through the military presentation to kick off the events of the day, later tonight at the state dinner, Biden plans to celebrate a decades-long ally he sees at the cornerstone of his Indo-Pacific policy. The prime minister is also set to speak before a joint meeting of Congress tomorrow. And I don't know any better guest to bring down, to break down a foreign policy than my next one. Victoria Coates served in the Trump administration as deputy national security advisor and now oversees foreign policy at the Heritage Foundation as their vice president. And she joins us now by phone. Victoria, thank you so much for being here. It's an important day for Joe Biden and, you know, one of our very long-term stable allies. What do you think went down in this meeting? Do you think that, progress was made?
Well, Amanda, good to be with you. And I think the fact that the meeting happened is in and of itself a good thing for America. Because I think back, you know, 75, 80 years, the notion that the duly elected prime minister of Japan would be visiting Washington for a state dinner and an address to a joint session of Congress would have been unthinkable. But this is proof that good things can happen, that when the United States, you know, wins a war decisively against, a deadly foe, but then, you know, opens the door to cooperation and progress, we can have a situation like Japan. And Dr. Kevin Roberts and I visited Japan in last month in March. We had very high-level meetings across the Japanese government, and I have to say I'm very encouraged by everything they're doing to bolster their own defenses against the threat of China.
Absolutely. And I mean, you mentioned just the historic aspect of this. The prime minister, I think, is only the second Japanese leader to address Congress. I mean, that is one of the most historical elements of this within itself, right?
Oh, 100%. And you know, my grandfather fought in Europe in World War II. My old boss, Don Rumsfeld's father, fought in the Pacific against the Japanese. But, you know, he had an extraordinary relationship with Japan over the course of his career. I'm, you know, honored to try to do my little part to further the alliance as well. And again, it's a very clear symbol of what American leadership, decisive American victory, can actually achieve.
Absolutely. And, you know, Japan is an important trading partner. I believe that they are our fourth largest. If there are trade situations to be discussed, anything to be strengthened between the two nations as far as trade, what do you think needs to be accomplished?
I actually think the biggest discussion in this visit should be about security issues. You know, the trade is very strong. And I think, you know, you raised the issue about U.S. steel. You know, I think all Americans have concerns about a company like that that has been so central to our development going into foreign hands. If we can't make a going concern of it here in the United States, if it's otherwise going to go out of business or doesn't have another buyer, I can think of no better buyer than Japan.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask you just about the nature of geopolitics and the dynamics of this meeting. And I think about, you know, the CCP looking at this meeting from afar. And we obviously know the relationship between China and Japan, the provocations happening in the Indo-Pacific. What do you think is happening within CCP headquarters as they see this relationship being strengthened even more by this visit?
Oh, I think it should be clarifying for them. You know, on our trip, we went first to Taiwan before we went to Japan to send a very clear signal that, you know, we at the Heritage Foundation, conservatives across America, stand with Taiwan. And the point of that and linking it to Japan is if you look at a map, Taiwan is part of that island chain that leads right up to Japan. So if China moves against Taiwan, you know, the inescapable conclusion is that Japan is next. And so I think that has really focused Japan's attention. They are radically increasing their defense budget. They're radically trying to increase their security cooperation with the United States. You know, a lot of our European allies, Amanda, could take a lesson from this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Victoria, I want to shift gears to the Middle East and what's happening in Israel. Secretary Lloyd Austin said in front of a Senate committee that there is no evidence of genocide in Gaza. I just want to ask you about those comments and what they mean for the Biden administration. They have been trying to kind of straddle the fence as far as their policy on this and their reaction to this. Do you think that Secretary Austin's comments landed well with many Americans at all?
No, I think they were confusing because this is the same Secretary Austin who just a week or so ago was citing the Hamas-run Gaza Health Authority numbers suggesting that there were many, many thousands more civilian casualties than there actually have been. So he's gone from being for the genocide before he was against it. I don't understand it. I think the very clear and obvious strategy for the United States is to stand unambiguously with Israel in this conflict. And the best thing you can do to end humanitarian suffering in Gaza is to end this war by Israel winning it. It's a little bit like winning World War II. You can't get to the post-war. You can't get to the reconstruction. You can't get to a brighter future for the Palestinian people until this conflict ends. And all the sort of tergiversations, to use an SAT word, just in the back and forth of the Biden administration does is prolong the conflict.
Oh, boy. And I want to ask you, along those same lines, since, what was it, 2 weeks ago, the strike on that Iranian hub in Damascus, Iran has mm-hmm. obviously vowed to respond. Israel is on pins and needles, I would imagine, here in the United States. I mean, you are even hearing here in the United States to avoid large gatherings. What will come of that?
Yeah, that's the most concerning thing of all. And, you know, I think that highlights the issue that we've talked about many times, which is we don't know what's here in the United States able to threaten us in the homeland. We don't know what's crossed over Joe Biden's wide open border over the last 3 years, be they Hamas affiliates, be they Iranian affiliates, God forbid, ISIS affiliates. And, you know, the fact that our people are being told, you know, to modify their behavior out of concerns there's an attack, that our own security for, you know, domestic security, police and such can't stop. That's terrifying for all Americans. And, you know, I think, I very much hope all of our overseas facilities are on heightened alert, that we have all of the protections in place for our people overseas, and that for once this administration would be prepared to get Americans out of a trouble spot instead of abandoning them in the event that something happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've lost count of how many embassies have had to be evacuated under mm-hmm. Joe Biden. You mentioned a moment ago about, you know, the only way out of this, and I totally agree, is a decisive victory for Israel. What does it take as far as assistance from the United States, maybe other nations as well, but what does it take for this conflict to end and to result in a decisive victory for Israel?
You know, it may seem counterintuitive, but what the administration is doing is they're currently trying to make an equivalency between the Palestinians and Israel. And they say, oh, you know, the only way to solve this is to get to a two-state solution. We need a ceasefire. Absolutely not. Hamas started this. They are the ones who broke the ceasefire on October 7th, now more than 6 months ago. And they're the ones who are going to have to pay. And quite frankly, if it's the 1990s, since the Oslo process, there has been this ongoing effort to kind of reassure the Palestinians that they didn't lose somehow. And that has perpetuated the culture of violence, the culture of resistance, the culture of trying to eradicate Israel that resulted in October 7th. So in many ways, I would say the best thing you can do for the Palestinian people is say it is over. This is done.
Yes. Yeah. Just very quickly before we go, you know, I think back to November of 2020, and Benjamin Netanyahu was one of the first world leaders to call Joe Biden and congratulate him. But do you think that Bibi Netanyahu is wishing that Donald Trump was in the Oval Office right now?
I would not speak for the prime minister, but I would think the entire nation of Israel wishes that Donald Trump was in the Oval Office right now.
We're going to take a very quick commercial break, and we'll be back on the other side.
Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right. 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews.
Welcome back, America. Just 2 days ago, and despite prior Supreme Court decisions being released to the contrary, Biden took to the podium to announce a new plan that would help 30 million student loan borrowers save their hard-earned money. Now, of course, it is income-driven, and of course, the program is not free. Actual taxpayers like you and me will, of course, pay for it. So what better time to announce an initiative that gets the Gen Z voters excited than while in a battleground state in a liberal city and just 6 months until Election Day? Well, get a hold of this. Just yesterday, Biden's Univision interview went live, and he was asked about shutting down the border through executive order. And this is what he had to say.
It suggested that we're examining whether or not I have that power. I would have that power under the legislation when the border has over 500,000 people, 5,000 people a day mm-hmm. trying to cross the border because you can't manage it, slow it up. There's no guarantee that I have that power all by myself without legislation. And some have suggested I should just go ahead and try it. And if I get shut down by the court, I get shut down by the court. But we're trying to work through that right now.
Suddenly, when it pertains to our own national security interests, Biden's concerned about overstepping his constitutional authority and getting shut down by the courts. But when it comes to student loans, he'll try anything 2 or 3 times over and over again. Wow, you just can't make these excuses make any sense. And our next guest tonight wants to put America first, limit Biden's overreach, and support President Trump's 47th agenda if he gets elected to Congress. John O'Shea is a businessman running in Texas, and he joins us now. John, great to have you back. I know you were listening to that clip of Biden and his newfound excuse for the southern border. Yeah, please make it make sense for me, sir.
Oh, I wish I could, because I would love for somebody to explain to me just exactly what laws have been rolled back and what executive powers have been repealed since 2020, when we had fewer boarding crossings the whole year than we currently have in 1 month. It's just maddening. And for him to pretend like he lacks the authority and that he doesn't know if he can stand up to the courts, well, then why is he ignoring a court ruling that our Attorney General Ken Paxton got imposed, saying that he had to reimplement the stay and remain in Mexico policy? He doesn't have a problem ignoring courts at that instance.
Yeah. You know, when I was growing up, my parents hammered into me to make sure that I left things the way that they found them. And I feel like that should be just a blanket rule for Biden, to just put things back the way he found them when Trump left the Oval Office and he took over with respect to the border, the economy, foreign policy, everything.
No, I mean, there's not one thing that they can hang their hat on. In fact, this whole build back better, I mean, to your point, I would just like it built back the way it was. You know, it's beyond infuriating. In fact, I just came back from the border and, you know, it's a travesty what's going on down there. We were in Del Rio and then in Eagle Pass and then went and spent time in Kenney County. And it's just a massive onslaught. Now, the good news is apparently he does have some sway with Obrador because the optics of those illegal aliens rushing and attacking the border guard and the national security, you know, caused such an uproar in El Paso that apparently he's gotten Obrador to start rounding up and policing his side of the border. But what's happened then is the people caught on the north side of it are now rushing the border. But, you know, it's just this insanity that he pretends like he doesn't have any kind of power unless he gets codified something that actually makes permanent this illegal invasion.
Yeah, now Obrador wants to tighten the screws on Joe Biden and demand billions of dollars per year to protect the southern side of the Mexican border with us. It's just unbelievable. I want to hammer into our audience, though, because people in Texas 12 have a big day coming up on May 20th. That's when early voting starts. And then May 28th is the election day for you as far as your runoff. Tell us about the nature of your competition.
So, I mean, it's an interesting race. We're now that we're down to just the two in the runoff, it's truly a race of great dichotomy. I'm the outsider who is seeking to run as an America First candidate endorsed by our beloved Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's the America First champion and ally of President Trump here in Texas. And my opponent is a standing state representative who has been a lobbyist or in political office most of his life, who actually worked with this current leadership down in Austin to impeach our beloved attorney general. In fact, prioritized working with the Democrats to impeach Ken Paxton over securing our borders. And then when they finally did pass legislation, which originated out of the Senate because they've killed every bill that had come up through the House, and they were finally feeling the heat, he takes credit for it, even though it's now our attorney general who's arguing to make sure that the law stands at the Supreme Court.
Yeah, AG Ken Paxton, you guys are blessed. I just got to say that. I wanted to ask you, though, about Hispanics in Texas. We have seen a number of polls out recently. I think actually the most recent one had Biden back up by a point or two. But consistently for the last 2 months, Donald Trump has been ahead of Joe Biden with Hispanics by at least 2 points in some polls. I think it was as much as 4.5 points. I think that that's for a number of reasons. Hispanics tend to be more traditional. They care about communities and family values. Talk to us about Hispanics in Texas, because I would think that Hispanics in Texas definitely lean in that direction.
No, without a doubt. In fact, I lived in South America for a number of years, and you won't find a more culturally conservative group of people than Hispanics and Latinos, and especially here in Texas. And, my campaign slogan is God, Family, Country, and those are three pillars of their beliefs. And, you know, they see the onslaught from the left just constantly attacking those three core beliefs of ours. And so, I mean, I think fundamentally they should be in this America First movement, and I can't see them supporting this crazy left agenda. So, you know, the polling may vary from day to day, but I assure you there are no prouder patriots than those of Hispanic and Latino descent who immigrated to our country legally. They understand the price that it requires to be a citizen, and they are very proud patriots who hate the destruction they are witnessing in their communities and in this country overall.
Yeah. And that kind of ties in with my next question. You know, when we say America First, we are talking about American citizens. But I think there are a lot of people in Washington who think that that phrase means American politicians first. With respect to American citizens being first today, that FISA reform bill, although I would argue it was reform in name only, it didn't do anything to actually reform FISA, did not pass. So when you head to Congress, is that going to be one of your priorities? Because American citizens are very concerned about their privacy and the government spying on them, as they should be.
No, I mean, like so much legislation, unfortunately, the Patriot Act is anything but. It really, you know, it was something that was passed when the country was fearful. And unfortunately, no good decisions are made when people are ruled by panic. And it allowed just broad power to our intelligence community and our national security apparatus And as we've seen now that we have somebody in here who does not care for the actual citizens of this country, it's been turned and weaponized against us. You know, that FISA court was used to spy on a presidential candidate and then a sitting president. So, you know, this weaponization has got to end. I don't understand why Congress seems so reluctant to use their leverage, because even though Democrats control the Senate and the presidency, the House does start with the power of the purse. And so, you know, my stance would be plain and simple. Look, either you reform this government and stop its abuse of our constitutional God-given rights, or we just will refuse to fund those aspects of the government. It's plain and simple.
It's hard to believe, but that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. I'm really grateful that each of you could join today. Now, one reminder, a lot of people say, hey, John, do you have an app at the Just the News? And the answer is we sure do. And not only do we have an app, it's in the Apple Store. It's also in the Android Store. It allows you to take the Just the News experience and go in three different ways. You can watch our videos and television shows. You can listen to this podcast and many others like it, like Victor Davis Hanson, or you can read the stories that we do a day, 50, 60, 70 stories a day of the breaking news, investigative reporting, accountability reporting. Go to the iOS App Store or the Android Store today. Download the Just the News app. Read, watch, listen. Three great ways to experience the Just the News content and to join the Just the News family. And if you really want to get involved with the family and say, hey, I want to support your investigative reporting, John Solomon. I want to support the great reporters and the producers and the bookers and everybody that works to make the Just the News experience possible. You can do something really inexpensive that makes a big difference. All you got to do is join the Just the News VIP Club. That's right. What do you get for the VIP Club? First off, ad-free experience on the website and on your newsletters. No ads, no dancing videos, no autoplay videos. An ad-free experience on Just the News 24/7. Plus, once a month, you get to hang out with me at justthenews.com. We have a town hall. I sit and answer your questions for an hour. We talk about issues you care about. We cover topics that the other media aren't covering. It's an incredible experience to join the family, the immediate family of the Just the News team. Great opportunity. Sometimes we bring in our reporters. It's always a delightful time. If you want to get involved in that, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. justthenews.com/subscribe. Quick way to get into the club. It's $4.99 a month, $44.99 a year. Great way to support our journalism, make a difference, and get an enormous benefit yourself. So go check it out today. All right, folks, that wraps up John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great night. God bless this great country of the United States. Be sure to go to justthenews.com if you need that news fix. We got you covered 24/7.
It's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.
At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.